Since going on the market 6 years ago, DVD players have become the fastest-selling consumer technology in history. Turns out, home movie viewers love watching DVDs. The slender, durable, digital, versatile discs offer better pictures, better sound, and they're loaded with extras, outtakes, interviews, and director's commentary. In the second of two reports on DVDs, NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with directors about the pros and cons of commentary.
For those of you who haven't had the pleasure, watching a director's commentary is a bit like watching a golf tournament on TV, except the directors talk louder.
Nice work on the costuming by Joanna Johnson here.
I was only trying to feed it.
His absolutely horrible corduroy pants, the rainbow sweater, this kid is clearly hopeless.
Here we follow the action on the comedy About a Boy, along with Chris Weitz, who directed the movie with his brother Paul. The Weitzes are up for an Oscar, along with writer Peter Hedges, for their adaptation of Nick Hornby's novel About a Boy. The story revolves around a cad played by Hugh Grant, who pretends to be a single dad in order to bed down attractive single moms. Sitting in their Hollywood office, Paul Weitz says that they tried to make the commentary as humorous as possible because, quite frankly, they were a little embarrassed.
I mean, it's an inherently pretentious situation to be sitting there and talking about your film as you're watching it. But, I mean, we had such a pleasant experience making About a Boy, and we had such a good time with Hugh Grant, and it was actually fun to just sit there and sort of reminisce a little bit.
Here, the Weitzes reminisce about one scene. A baby is thrust into the arms of Hugh Grant's character, Will Lightman, who looks absolutely pained.
Hugh's discomfort with the baby is completely unfeigned. He's not acting at all. He's actually very uncomfortable around children.
Hello, Barney. How are you? Oh, he's lovely.
And commentaries give directors a chance to talk about artistic choices. Here's one such moment.
We decided to use the music cue from his earlier relationship with the single mother here, just to show that he's going back into the mode of being a complete liar. I'm not sure it was a great decision to use it again, but it stays.
It was all right.
Chris White.
It largely comes down to thousands and thousands of smaller choices that you're making, which come out as one kind of end result, that being the film. And if you can explain the nature of the choices, I think you can understand the process a good deal more.
With the advent of DVDs, making a director's commentary has become one more element of making and selling a movie. Todd Field is one director who would rather not. Happily for him, his DVD distributor didn't insist he do a commentary when it released his Oscar-nominated film In the Bedroom. The movie follows what happens to a long, happy marriage when the couple's son is murdered. Those watching the DVD will not enjoy the cliff notes that Todd Field came up with in the course of hundreds of publicity interviews for In the Bedroom. For instance, that he saw the marriage as a separate character, and that that character was also murdered. All very interesting literary stuff, but says Todd Field,
I've had my chance. You know, I had my chance in trying to get the scenario right and in every other step of making the film. But once the film has birthed, it's up to the film to go out and walk around in the world. You know, I remember in film school, had a wonderful teacher named Stuart Rosenberg, and he really pounded it into our heads. He said, listen, you can't go around and tour with your films. Little did I know that that's not actually true. You can, but, you can't say what I really meant was this, and that's always stuck with me, and I think he's right.
That's certainly true for some films. Director Chris Weitz points to Mulholland Drive as a good example. He says David Lynch refused to put a commentary on the DVD of this Oscar-nominated movie or to explain the dream logic that drives an ingenue and an amnesiac towards a murder.
Actually, I can see why David Lynch wouldn't necessarily want to do commentary on Mulholland Drive, since the kind of the ambiguity and the mystery of it plays such an important role in the experience of that film. So you certainly don't want someone explaining why you see the weird-looking guy behind the dumpster, because that's obviously part of it, and it's expressible only in a particular language that David Lynch chose.
Still, even a director like Todd Field, who isn't prepared to comment on his own movies, concedes there is a place for commentary.
You know, Citizen Kane or Cuckoo's Nest or Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, something like that, something that has already stood the test of time and is a classic, a proven classic, that you're going back to re-examine because it's something you've seen a dozen times already. You know, when the first Laserdisc came out, I remember a friend of mine had a player, and he showed me Taxi Driver. I was addicted to listening to Scorsese's commentary.
As for other commentaries one could put on a fantasy DVD, Todd Field says, imagine hearing what Stanley Kubrick would say about why he chose the ending he did for Dr. Strangelove. Kubrick's final choice, after the bomber pilot Slim Pickens rides a nuclear bomb like a bronco to total annihilation, we return to the war room where the generals, politicians, and diplomats carry on an absurd conversation about surviving in a deep mine shaft.
You know, the original ending of that was, it ended with a big pie fight. You know?
A big pie fight?
Yeah. Can you imagine that? With everyone in the war room throwing pies at each other? I mean, it'd probably be really something to see, but I can't imagine Stanley Kubrick ever putting it back into the DVD of the movie. I think he'd probably burn that footage.
Hey, what about Major Kong?
Todd Field, along with Paul and Chris White, commenting on the director's commentary. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.